World Soccer Talk Radio here with you on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. A very warm hello from me, Nate Abarea. Thanks for making the show a part of your daily plans. All of our fantastic affiliates across the USA or in podcast form via iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, iHeartRadio. Special hello to the men and women overseas listening via the American Forces Network. And always check out the website, worldsoccertalk.com. And you can also listen to the show and the rest of the fantastic programs under our World Soccer Talk umbrella via the website, worldsoccertalk.com. Pretty excited for today's show. We got Mark Rogondino, a man who you know from Fox Soccer. He's been with Fox Soccer since 2002. So we're going to take a little trip back and talk about the growth of the entity that is Fox Soccer. We'll talk a little U.S. men's national team with Rogues. We'll talk a little bit of Major League Soccer. We'll talk some LA Galaxy. Can they be stopped? That's the question. I'm going to be seeing the Galaxy this weekend at home against the Portland Timbers. Surely excited for that. Talk about the future of LAFC. What do we really know about this thing? Building today's team tomorrow. Ooh, a piece of candy. I'm distracted. That's pretty much what we know about LAFC so far. Maybe I'm being a little harsh there. If you have some inside info on what's going on with LAFC 2017, please get at me on Twitter at NateWST and get at all of us at World Soccer Talk. We'll talk with Mark about college soccer. He actually played at San Diego State alongside Jimmy Conrad way back when. So we'll talk about the Aztecs of San Diego State. Talk a little women's soccer. Mark has been very close to the NWSL over the last couple of years and the project that is that league. We're going to talk about Bruce Arena and what it's like interviewing the former U.S. men's national team manager and how Bruce Arena is holding up here as the home stretch hits in Major League Soccer, and the Galaxy seem poised to do what the Galaxy do, and that is win in the postseason and romp on in and do their thing in November, MLS November. Oh, it's the finest month in Major League Soccer. A little bit later in the show, we're going to talk about Michel Platini and the latest statements from UEFA regarding Michel Platini's run for FIFA presidency. And before we end the show today, we'll finally talk a little bit about Klopp to the Kop. First game at White Hart Lane, kicking off the Premier League weekend in North London on Saturday. Liverpool and Tottenham, the first game of the Klopp era. Pretty excited for this. Mark Rogondino with us on the other side of the break. It's World Soccer Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Best matches live wherever you are with Fox Soccer to go. Watch select live matches on your smartphone, on your tablet, and on your computer. Get the app, get the games, and get your fix. Live soccer and more, anytime, anywhere.
Sign up to watch the Bundesliga and Champions League at soccerondish.com.
Football season is back, and this time around, it's all about you, the fan. Thanks to Rabble.tv, now you can call the action for your favorite college and pro teams for free. It's your team, so why not give fans your call? Just mute your TV and provide your own play-by-play or armchair commentary. With Rabble.tv, you can create and enjoy sports broadcasts created by fans on your desktop, through your iOS or Android app, or through your mobile browser. We want to hear you watch the game, so blitz the booth this football season and go to Rabble.tv to schedule a broadcast today.
Hey, I have rhythm. I love to dance, and I've been told that I dance pretty well. But I'm also totally blind, which means that sometimes my circadian rhythms can get totally out of step with the world around me. Circadian rhythms are regulated by our internal master body clock. But because I can't perceive light, my body clock simply doesn't know what time it is. This can have me wide awake in the middle of the night and fighting to stay awake during the day. That can affect relationships and make it difficult to be productive at work. And it can make every day a real challenge. It's not my imagination. It's called non-24, and it affects up to 70% of people who are totally blind. So if you're like me, you're not alone, and there is hope. Call 855-856-2424 today, or visit learnmorenon24.com to find out more about non-24. Because learning more about non-24 is the first step to getting your rhythm back.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
If you're a soccer fan and you want to cut the cord and watch more of the beautiful game, NGSN may be the online streaming service you're looking for, freesoccertrial.com. With NGSN, you get live, legal, and on-demand access to matches from the Eredivisie, J-League from Japan, K-League from Korea, Argentina's Primera Division, Portugal, Ecuador, Russian Premier League, as well as leagues from Bolivia, Venezuela, and more. The games are in HD, and commentaries are available in your choice of English or Spanish. And this is a completely new and legal way to watch soccer games in the US. Try it, and I think you'll be impressed. All you have to do is go to freesoccertrial.com and sign up today for your free 30-day trial to NGSN. Again, that's freesoccertrial.com. freesoccertrial.com. Cheers.
40,000 Liverpool fans inside here hold their breath. Hundreds of thousands hold their breath on Merseyside. It's Xabi Alonso for 3-3, it's safe! And Alonso follows it in! It's wonderful!
You're listening to World Soccer Talk Radio with your host, Nada Barea, on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back in to World Soccer Talk Radio. My name is Nate Abarea. Tweet me at NateWST and get a hold of all of us at World Soccer Talk. It is a great pleasure and privilege to welcome into the show a man that you know from Fox Soccer. All of you folks down in the OC know him from your Anaheim Ducks hockey coverage. And all of you fans of the San Diego State Aztecs, you might remember him ripping it up on the soccer field back in the late 90s. Mark Rogandino, how the heck you doing, man? Thanks for coming on.
I am doing excellent. Thanks for the invite. I tell you what, I don't think too many Aztec fans remember me from those days because there weren't too many bright spots whenever I was in goal.
We've heard some stories about Rogandino, the Aztec. We'll get to those a little bit later in the show. What I want to talk with you first off about is your time with Fox Soccer, Mark. You've been with Fox since 2002, and what's it been like watching the incredible growth of this network and of Fox Soccer as a whole from the humble beginnings from when you were just starting out there to what it's become here in 2015?
Well, I don't know how many people remember it, but I actually began on the other side of the camera helping as a production assistant, associate producer. It was then Fox Sports World, and we used to have the Fox football show, which covered highlights from our – there wasn't so much involved with rights and what rights you had in terms of what leagues then, because it was kind of a free-for-all. So we used to post highlights of pretty much every league you could imagine. I was fortunate enough to get a couple of opportunities to do some highlights, do some player profile packages, and one thing led to another. And eventually, as you're aware, one day in about 2002, they brought me in to help out on some MLS, and the rest of it has been just an amazing ride. But I think to answer your original question, Nate, I think it's the growth of soccer in this country and the support of soccer, the growth of Fox Soccer is a microcosm in that. And, just as the presence of the game where you see SportsCenter highlights in the top 10, you see goals from the German Bundesliga, when Lewandowski had a huge week, those stories were never even being told on a national media platform 10, 12 years ago. And now they are. And, Fox Soccer and what they've done to the game is certainly part of that story.
Mark, you've also in recent years, you've really become involved with women's soccer, and televised women's soccer is a huge part of the growth of the women's game in this country. What's it been like for you being involved with the NWSL and again being involved with women's soccer as a whole here in America?
I was fortunate enough kind of early on when WPS came aboard before before NWSL, and they wanted to do that game of the week on Fox, and so having covered the women's game on a collegiate level for a number of years, whether it was through the the NSCAA game of the week sometimes, or then maybe a little bit when Pac-12 Network first came on the scene, I really enjoy seeing the women's game in this country. you know, I haven't had much exposure with it outside of this country. But when you looked at the ladies that were playing in the leagues over here, I think it's always been a who's who of women's soccer. So there's always going to be naysayers that say, well, the game is not up to the speed of the men's game. Well, it never will be. But when you have the best female soccer players in the world gathered in one league, which you have so many, whether it was WSA, WPS, now NWSL, whether it's any of those, you know, it's a pretty good collection of just athletes, period. And I was just honored to be a part of it. And I got to know some of those gals, you know, really well. And you know, one-on-one conversations or chance to, after, you know, Sky Blue FC wins the championship in the first year of WPS, the chance to be out and at their celebratory party, you know, to get to know the girls outside of just being what they do on the soccer field. You have some amazing human beings, some amazing athletes. And like I said, it was just a lot of fun to be able to cover it, and I hope to get that opportunity, you know, further on down the road too.
Well, Mark, I'm curious to get your thoughts on something, because you referenced a league there. You referenced a couple of different women's soccer leagues, and one was the WUSA. And growing up in the Bay Area for me and in the San Jose area, the 1 year of the WUSA, we had the Bay Area Cyber Rays playing at Spartan Stadium. I've talked about this before. We had Brandi Chastain and CC of Brazil playing for that team at Spartan, and they won the championship, and it was incredible. And then the league folded, and it was a league really built off the success of the 99 Women's World Cup, and then there was a lot of misdoings and mistakes made behind the scenes. What can the NWSL, in your opinion — we've had the commissioner of the NWSL, we've had people who cover the league on this show who've shared various opinions, and I'm curious to get yours — what you think the league can do to avoid the mistakes of those leagues that you referenced before that ended up folding?
I think first and foremost, this is a different animal this time around, and I say that because I don't know that WSA and WPS had the vested interest of the CONCACAF national teams, most notably the U.S. women's national team, U.S. soccer in this case, the Mexican national team on the women's side, as well as the Canadian women's national team, so the Canadian Federation. I don't believe any of those previous two leagues had as much support from those pieces of the pie, if you will. And so I think the blueprint and the game plan for this league this time around is to make sure that the discrepancy between the player that's the 18th player on the roster compared to the first five national team players on the roster, of course it's going to be different, and it should be different, because the league doesn't have its stature if you don't have those first five players from whatever national team they're from on the roster. That's what helps draw people to come in. That's what makes the matchups enticing. That's what you use as your marketing tools. So I think that they're trying to make sure that there's not a huge gap between of one player making $18,000 and one player making, you know, $150,000 for the season. So based on that, each of the federations, I believe from what I understand, is able to kind of add additional money in to make sure that those top players are not, you know, paying for what a rookie contract is, but at the same token, those rookies are making a little bit of money and not having to live off breadcrumbs and have seven other side jobs in order to keep themselves afloat during the course of the season. So I think the blueprint for this league is taking into consideration what the two previous leagues did and what part of their demise was, and hoping to avoid those obstacles.
Mark, it's amazing when we're talking about Fox Soccer, Fox Sports World, or we're talking about women's soccer. My God, this continues when we're talking about the U.S. men's national team on this show. We always talk about growth, and you hear that word. Some people love it, some people hate it. The project, you know, and all these things, these ideas within American soccer that it's all about helping the advancement of the game. And it's so different from anywhere else in the world. And I'm curious for you, whether it's something on a media level with Fox or on just a sport level with the women's game, with how close you've been to the women's game off and on for so many years, what it's like being a part of the advancement, seeing growth firsthand. That's got to be kind of a special feeling.
Yeah, it is. You know, I think I feel it more from the nucleus of broadcasters. You know, I mean, now there's guys such as yourself, you know, that are taking the onus on their shoulders and putting your own soccer show on the airwaves for people to listen to it on a regular basis. And we didn't have a lot of that 10 years ago. And so, you know, I love being part of a nucleus of broadcasters that have done it for quite some time. You know, JP De La Camera is obviously the godfather, and he's kind of laid the foundation for guys like myself to be able to get going in broadcasting and be able to broadcast games and have shows and have platforms to get out and talk about the beautiful game. So it's been a nice feather in the cap. And for me, you know, I mean, I will always have a soft spot in my heart for covering soccer. That's the game that I played all the way growing up until I was, you know, 24 years old at a really good level, or a decent level, I should say. At that time, you know, 94, 95, there was no MLS yet. So when I was finishing up playing college soccer, Division One was about as high as you could go, unless you talked about the A-League or, you know, USISL, which were some leagues long ago that probably some of your listeners out there have no idea what I'm talking about. But so, you know, it's been a lot of fun. It's been a wild ride, and now to be able to use what I've done in soccer as a little bit of a catalyst or a platform to jump off of, and getting involved in the NHL and the NBA for the last 4 years, it's all just been, you know, incredibly lucky, incredibly blessed, and something, you know, I keep my fingers crossed that I hope that I can continue to do for another 15 to 20 years.
Mark Rogondino is with us here on World Soccer Talk Radio. We will be back after this right here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, talking a little bit about the LA soccer scene. Can the Galaxy be stopped in the MLS playoffs? What's going on with LAFC? Do they exist? What's happening? 2017? Question mark. We'll talk a little bit about the San Diego State days. And as we teased on Twitter, talk a little bit about sweet reggae music right here on World Soccer Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Best matches live wherever you are with Fox Soccer to Go. Watch select live matches on your smartphone, on your tablet, and on your computer. Get the app, get the games, and get your fix. Live soccer and more, anytime, anywhere.
Sign up to watch the Bundesliga and Champions League at soccerondish.com.
It's the Yellow Tag Event, and now is the time to find your ultimate adventure. Whether you're hitting the trails with a Can-Am ATV or side-by-side, the open road on a Can-Am Spyder, or carving snow on a Ski-Doo snowmobile, you can turn up the excitement for any season with our industry-leading performance and technology. Hurry into your local dealer by October 31st and save up to $3,000 on select 2015 models and get up to a 3-year warranty. Restrictions may apply. See your dealer for details. For safety and training info, contact the ATV Safety Institute.
Hey, I have rhythm. I love to dance, and I've been told that I dance pretty well. But I'm also totally blind, which means that sometimes my circadian rhythms can get totally out of step with the world around me. Circadian rhythms are regulated by our internal master body clock. But because I can't perceive light, my body clock simply doesn't know what time it is. This can have me wide awake in the middle of the night and fighting to stay awake during the day. That can affect relationships and make it difficult to be productive at work. And it can make every day a real challenge. It's not my imagination. It's called Non-24, and it affects up to 70% of people who are totally blind. So if you're like me, you're not alone, and there is hope. Call 855-856-2424 today, or visit learnmorenon24.com to find out more about Non-24. Because learning more about Non-24 is the first step to getting your rhythm back.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
If you're a soccer fan and you want to cut the cord and watch more of the beautiful game, NGSN may be the online streaming service you're looking for. FreeSoccerTrial.com. With NGSN, you get live, legal, and on-demand access to matches from the Eredivisie, J-League from Japan, K-League from Korea, Argentina's Primera Division, Portugal, Ecuador, Russian Premier League, as well as leagues from Bolivia, Venezuela, and more. The games are in HD, and commentaries are available in your choice of English or Spanish. And this is a completely new and legal way to watch soccer games in the US. Try it, and I think you'll be impressed. All you have to do is go to freesoccertrial.com and sign up today for your free 30-day trial to NGSN. Again, that's freesoccertrial.com. Freesoccertrial.com. com. Cheers.
You're listening to World Soccer Talk Radio with your host, Nada Barea, on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Pretty good.
Pretty damn good, lads!
World Soccer Talk Radio, back here with you on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. My name is Nate Abarea. Tweet me at NateWSD and tweet all of us at World Soccer Talk. Continuing here on the show with Mark Rogondino, and we're talking a little present-day Major League Soccer real quick. A few other things I want to get into before we got to let Mark go here in this edition of World Soccer Talk Radio. I'm in Los Angeles right now. Been down here for about a week and a half, and I'm staying. I'm enjoying myself down here in Los Angeles, Mark, and I'll be actually heading over to the StubHub Center again. Got to go to the StubHub Center on Tuesday night for El Salvador, Guatemala. Fantastic affair in the Copa Delta, but it will be the Major League Soccer standard over there at the StubHub Center on Sunday with the Galaxy taking on the Timbers, a little late regular season action. The Galaxy are waltzing into the playoffs, riding high, and the question is simple, Mark. In your opinion, can they be stopped here in 2015?
Well, let me say, first of all, I hope you've carved out a nice spot while you're down here in Southern California, hitting some of the South Bay, maybe for an evening of fun with friends, and cruise up the Third Street Promenade, check out the beaches, take a cruise out on the pier, and then maybe head east and head over to Hollywood. It's a nice little slice of heaven down here, and I hope you're enjoying yourself. But back to soccer, Nate. I think I think if the Galaxy can play the way that we've seen them in stretches, and for me, to the naked eye, it was how they played the first 20 minutes a couple weeks ago against Dallas on the Sunday night game there. And I mean, they just looked like world beaters. Their front six was amazing. You know, the way that they were moving the ball, the freedom that they were playing with, the joy that they were having when they had the ball. It looked like an all-star front six when you have Gio and Keane and Gerard and Leggett getting the ball and Zardes, and the way that they continue to mix things up. I mean, if they can do that with regularity, and you know, they can dominate games, no question about it. But the beauty of MLS is that, you know, there's a lot of parity in the league. You know, look a week before that game against Dallas, they lost 3-0 at Real Salt Lake, and they looked nothing like the team that they could be. And they came out flat and stepped out on the field, and they got it handed to them, trailing, I think, by 2 goals in the opening 20 minutes. So you would say on paper they have an opportunity to make a run at a 6th MLS Cup, but anything can happen in this league, as we've seen so many times. I mean, look, case in point, you know, Portland getting another huge 3 points, getting a win against Real Salt Lake yesterday, and now they make their way a little further west out to the StubHub Center. I'll tell you what, Nate, you're in for an awesome game. These teams, Portland and L.A., have produced some incredible score lines over the course of the last year since the Timbers joined Major League Soccer.
Well, I love, I've been covering the Quakes extensively over the last 6 weeks or so back up at the new Avaya Stadium, and been a lifelong San Jose Earthquakes fan and been around that culture. I love how this thing's working out where Quakes fans are going to be the biggest Galaxy fans of all things on Sunday, cheering for LA to knock some points off of Portland, and whole lot of craziness going on as far as the race for those final playoff spots. And as we've seen, whether it's the Galaxy over the years or so many other teams that have done this, you find your way, you sneak your way in. Who knows what happens? Then it's tournament time, and that's what makes the MLS playoffs so special. Hey, I got to ask you about an interesting thing going on here in Los Angeles on an MLS front, and that is LAFC question mark. It's going to happen. It's going to happen at a certain point, but what do we know about this thing? Because with everything that we hear about these new teams, seeing the way Orlando came into this league, seeing the way the teams a few years ago in the Pacific Northwest came in, and seeing even what's going on in a place like Atlanta right now, and all of this intense planning and really good stuff being built before the team even starts playing, what exactly is going on with LAFC? It doesn't seem like we know too much. Do you have any information for us, Mark?
I can't tell you that I have a ton of information. I would almost venture, and I'm not a huge betting man, but I would probably put my money that you have a lot more insight knowledge on that one than I do. But I will say this. I think MLS and the group headed by Tom Penn, I think that they are being very strategic about how they approach this. They don't want to come in and and have it be a flop, if you will. I think that they want to make sure, you know, they slowly release. Yes, they're going to hang on to the LAFC name. They released some of the, I believe they released some of the colors, and then they've also released the renderings of what they want that stadium to look like near downtown, near USC. So I think it's just, I don't think it's trying to bleed it out over a long period of time. I think it's just they want to make sure strategically that they look at every step before they make said step so that they don't make a wrong step. And they don't want to have happen kind of what went with the Chivas USA experiment. There was a lot of things wrong with that, but one of the big things wrong with it in my eyes was the fact that, you know, you brought this team in and they were always going to be a younger brother. You know, they were always going to be the younger brother that gets kicked around by the older brother, in this case, the Galaxy. And I think if MLS can do it right, you know, get a couple of big marquee name players to also come in at the same time when LAFC comes in for that first year in the league, then they can be in good standing. And then, by the way, of course, there's that thing that they're not going to discriminate where players are born to play on their team, and that's going to be a huge help as well.
Absolutely. Hey, I want to go back real quick. I know you got to run here in a few minutes, so we got less than 5 minutes here with you, and a couple more things I want to get to. We referenced your days at San Diego State, and if I'm not mistaken, you're actually a teammate of one Jimmy Conrad back down there with the Aztecs in the mid '90s. What do you remember about playing with Conradinho at SDSU?
Guy is one of the hardest working guys you'll ever find. He was a great teammate, and I was sorry to see him go, but obviously happy for him that he decided to go and then go on and win a national championship with UCLA. But in my mind, when you bring up that statement, in my mind, I see Jimmy Conrad, skinny. He was probably, you know, same height, so he's like 6'3", but he probably weighed about 165 pounds, really skinny guy, and he would be out there in the middle of a hot July into August day before we got to training camp, so it would all get together, and he would be out there just running in 95 degree weather up there on the mesa, where the rest of us were like, all right, we did a couple of sprints, it's time to take a water break in the shade, and Jimmy would be like, come on guys, let's go, we got to keep going. He's just out there, a guy could set a pace like nobody, and he could keep a pace up for, you know, in those days we had to do, I want to say it was 3 miles in 18 minutes. That was like the starter for camp. And he would always lead the pack every single time. Fortunately for myself, goalkeepers and seniors only had to do it 2 miles, 12 minutes, and I could always get that done every year.
It was great catching up with Conradinho over in Pasadena on Saturday night outside of the Rose Bowl. And by the way, Mark, very much have enjoyed actually Old Town Pasadena. Spent a lot of time in the build-up to the USA-Mexico game, hanging out in Old Town Pasadena. Stayed in Santa Monica for a few nights, and currently, of all places, the one that you ended on, staying in North Hollywood. So enjoying my time down here in Hollywood. We're heading up into the hills a little bit later today. So maybe, who knows, maybe even by the time I have to head back up north, I'll get to go down to the OC and check out what's going on down in your territory. And hey, in the 2 minutes that we got before we got to let you go, you might have caught wind of this. Last night, I'm actually good friends with someone who knows you from back in the day, a man by the name of Sean Clark, a fantastic TV cable runner in his own right, and someone who's a very hard worker in the sports media industry. Sean shared something very, very interesting, and I've heard you talk about this actually before, and that is your infatuation with classic reggae music. Sean said, Nate, Mark Rogandino has one of the greatest reggae collections that I have ever seen, probably the greatest. So the final question I want to ask you before we got to let you go here, what is the most prized piece of Mark Rogandino's reggae collection? We got about 90 seconds before we got to go.
Oh, God, you're putting me on the spot here. First of all, tell Clark, yes, said hello next time you see him, and I wish him nothing but the best. He's always one of the good guys. In a nutshell, for me, it all comes from being raised in Southern California and around the surf beach culture, you know, as a teenager, you know, late teens, the arrival of Sublime. And I grew up and went to high school with the two guys that lead Slightly Stupid. And so I've always just had an affinity for that type of music. And, you know, for what other types of music do for other people or the way it pumps them up, I'm a guy that can go off my 30-minute jog and just listen to Bob Marley the whole time. So my most prized possession, though, It would actually not even be, I do have a great collection, but it would actually not even be an album. My most prized possession would be this poster that my brother got for me for my 40th birthday, and it has the signatures of Damian Marley, Julian Marley, Ziggy Marley, Kamani Marley, and Rohan Marley, who I've met and played with on the field several times. It's a big poster that those guys put out when they went on a tour many, many years ago, and I have it all signed and framed, and it's one of my prized possessions.
And it's a damn fine trivia question, too, if you can name all the Marley children. World Soccer Talk Radio is what you're listening to here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Mark Rogondino, you're welcome back anytime, man. Thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Nate, let me just leave you with this. My new buddies, iRacing, just put out a fantastic new album. Everyone should check it out. Hotting up, and you won't be sorry.
Reggae and soccer, they go together like soccer and reggae. We're back after this on World Soccer Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
We were on to something big. Now it's time to move along. We're packing this box to leave and carry on.
T-shirts! It's not a team without T-shirts.
Custom T-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new T-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping, and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
Plaster is a portable spittoon and the ultimate accessory for smokeless tobacco users. It's easy to conceal in a pocket and discreet enough to be used in public without unwanted attention. You can palm it, twist the top, and empty your mouth in one smooth motion. Available in an extensive selection of sleek designs, Plasters feature the exclusive thumb lock twist cap for one-handed use. This innovation virtually eliminates the risk of spills, making it ideal where you are on the go. It's great for NASCAR races, hunting, fishing, and more. Visit Plaster.com or call 1-800-476-560.
It's the Yellow Tag event, and now is the time to find your ultimate adventure. Whether you're hitting the trails with a Can-Am ATV or side-by-side, the open road on a Can-Am Spyder, or carving snow on a Ski-Doo snowmobile, you can turn up the excitement for any season with our industry-leading performance and technology. Hurry into your local dealer by October 31st and save up to $3,000 on select 2015 models and get up to a 3-year warranty. Restrictions may apply. See your dealer for details. For safety and training info, contact the ATV Safety Institute.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Football season is back, and this time around, it's all about you, the fan. Thanks to Rabble.tv, now you can call the action for your favorite college and pro teams for free. It's your team, so why not give fans your call? Just mute your TV and provide your own play-by-play or armchair commentary. With Rabble.tv, you can create and enjoy sports broadcasts created by fans on your desktop, through your iOS or Android app, or through your mobile browser. We want to hear you watch the game, so blitz the booth this football season and go to Rabble.tv to schedule a broadcast today.
You're listening to World Soccer Talk Radio with your host, Nada Barea, on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Where you from, mate?
Just around.
Welcome back in to World Soccer Talk Radio. You're Chelsea, aren't you? Ever met my friend Stanley? My name is Nada Barea. Thank you so much for tuning in to the show all across the Sports Byline Network. Thanks for subscribing to us, iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, WorldSoccerTalk.com. Tip of the cap again to Mark Rogan Dino, the Rogue Dog Rogues from San Diego State, repping the Aztecs to this day. Love that story about Jimmy Conrad. Love the story about the hard work, the work ethic of Jimmy Conrad. And we always talk on this show, and when we talked with Jimmy Conrad himself right here on World Soccer Talk Radio a couple of months ago, and I also think back when I hear about that Jimmy Conrad work ethic, I think back to when we had Jay DeMeritt on the show and a number of other U.S. men's national team guys, former players for the national team, who talk about their pathway to the senior team, their pathway to getting a U.S. men's national team call-up and the work that it took, and how guys like Jimmy Conrad and Jay DeMeritt, they're in their late 20s when they're getting their first call-up, their first sniff of this dream. And you think about guys here in the present day, and again, I don't want to pick on too many individuals because I don't know exactly what's going on in their head, and I need to be very careful about the whole mercenary player discussion and that idea. But hey, when you see the Julian Greens, when you see the Fabian Johnsons, when you see the Timmy Chandlers, you see a few other players of this ilk where it seems like there's people catering to them and begging them to come play for the U.S. men's national team. And then you think about a guy like Jimmy Conrad or a guy like Jay DeMeritt, and you see everything that they're putting themselves through just to get to that pinnacle in their career of playing and playing for and representing their country. It's amazing. And I love how, you know, we talk about it with Jimmy in the mid to late 2000s when it all started really coming to fruition. I should say the early 2000s, and he won a college national championship, as Mark talked about there a few minutes ago, with UCLA, won the MLS Cup with the Earthquakes in 01. But when he gets that national team call-up in I think it was 04, 05, when Jimmy finally got it in, and Jay DeMeritt was, you know, not until 06, 07 when he started getting attention from the U.S. men's national team. And you see what these players did and how hard they worked for it. It started early. It started early. They never lost that work ethic. They always had it. And I love the image of Jimmy Conrad in 95 degree early August San Diego Mesa heat going, hey, no, we're running more, boys. No shade, no water. Let's go. That's how you make it to the top. Cheers to you, Conradinho. Very much enjoyed hanging out with you for a few minutes outside the Rose Bowl, along with Temris Lane and my good pal Nick Webster. Whole lot of good stuff from Saturday at the Rose Bowl. By the way, check out my Facebook page and the Twitter feed for all sorts of good stuff, videos and articles from Saturday night, all about the experience of that CONCACAF Cup, USA-Mexico. And then little did I know I was going to be heading to the StubHub Center. I found this out Tuesday at like 5:45 for a game that kicked off at 8:15. Little did I know I was going to be heading to the StubHub Center on Tuesday night for El Salvador contra Guatemala. That's right, La Selecta and the Guatemaltecos in Carson. And what an experience that was. That was absolutely fantastic. And be heading over to the StubHub Center again on Sunday, as we talked about, for the Timbas and the aforementioned Los Angeles Galaxy under the wise tutelage of Bruce Arena. That's right, Bruce Arena still doing his thing. So again, another big thank you to Mark, and thanks to all you for listening to the show. And we've been so on the U.S. men's national team pulse of late. That's why I came down here to L.A. in the first place, just extending the stay because there's so much to do, as we talked about with Mark, and enjoying my time here at the Small House Studios in Hollywood, getting to do these shows live from Hollywood, and good folks over in Santa Monica, staying over there for a few nights. And again, Old Town Pasadena was an absolute blast in the build-up to the game, with Pancho Villa's Army and the American Outlaws both having their official supporters gathering slash ragers right there in Old Town Pasadena, less than a mile from the Rose Bowl itself. And so we're continuing this LA stay, and we've been talking all about Klinsmann, talking all about the U.S. men's national team. And I've like completely been off the Liverpool train. And as you might know, a lot of people are pretty excited about what's going on at Liverpool right now, from being down and so far down in the dump. Suddenly everybody, I mean, hope has truly sprung eternal on Merseyside and for Liverpool fans around the world, with Klopp to the cop, with a Jurgen whose last name starts with KL, who is actually being praised in the international soccer media. I love these these Jurgens just taking over my life. As a lifelong U.S. men's national team and Liverpool supporter, I never thought I'd see the day where both of those sides would be headed by Germans named Jurgen. But lo and behold, here we are in 2015. So we're not going to talk about the Klinsmann today. I want to just go finally to England in my brain and just think about Jurgen Klopp. I mean, I've been reading all this stuff and following it every day and watched the press conference, saw the passion for life, hearing all about his football philosophy and everything going on with Jurgen, the mental man, the guy with all this beautiful, beautiful football stuff going on in his head. I'm curious to see how it's going to actually come to form on the pitch, because people are already comparing him to Bill Shankly and talking about the attitude that he's bringing to Liverpool Football Club and how he's going to turn this thing around and do a complete 180 from where Liverpool was going under Brendan Rodgers and all of the hysteria with Liverpool Football Club. And now they've got Klopp, and it's all just going to turn around. And Liverpool legends from various decades of Liverpool glory are coming out going, we have our full faith in this guy. This guy's different. He's special. He hasn't coached a game yet. Liverpool have not played a game under Jurgen Klopp. And I will say this, the final thing I want to say about the Jurgen Klopp appointment by the Fenway boys at Liverpool, by the American boys who own Liverpool. Great job. Talk about a public relations masterpiece to pull this off during the international break, where you had 2 full weeks to just put this in front of everybody's eyes and ears all around the world and get every last quote you could possibly get from not only Liverpool legends, but when Sir Alex Ferguson comes out and makes a public statement going, I really like Jurgen Klopp and it worries me, because I think he's going to turn Liverpool around. When Gary Neville is coming out praising Jurgen Klopp, when guys who are Liverpool haters coming out going, I don't feel too good about this. When my good pal Gaz Drinkwater, the full-time devil, sends me a tweet a few days after Klopp gets hired, and he goes, I really don't like how much I like Jurgen Klopp. This is going to be hard to root against them because they're now managed by this just flat-out awesome dude. Liverpool did so well, specifically the Fenway group did so well in the timing of this thing. It was the only chance that they had to get rid of Rodgers, bring in Klopp, and take advantage of every last second that they had on their hands to publicize this thing to the world in all the right ways. Talk about tip of the cap and a cheers of the glass to the public relations department at Liverpool Football Club. They knew what they were doing. They took full advantage of it. You would think that Klopp has managed Liverpool to like a 12-game win streak or a 20-match unbeaten streak with some of the things that you're reading. He hasn't managed a single game. And the squad, this is my favorite part, the challenge that Jurgen Klopp has ahead of him. The squad is going to be exactly the same. This is where we're in the middle of October. You don't get to just bring in new bodies. And they've even said in January they're not going to go out and break the bank. Klopp says he thinks he can do a lot with the squad that he has right now. The same squad that many Liverpool fans were just crapping all over, that my good friends at NBC were mocking and laughing. I mean, what did Robbie Musto call Christian Benteke? Cumbersome and clumsy. That's what he was predicting for Christian Benteke this season. Robbie, I hope you saw that bicycle kick against Manchester United, but that's beside the point. Robbie Musto also shared his thoughts on a few other Liverpool players, and Robbie's not alone. There's a ton of people who think the Liverpool squad is just not that good. Well, that's the same squad that suddenly people say, oh, they can go top four now. They can go top four. The same squad that 2 weeks ago, people were laughing at and going, that's a sixth, maybe seventh place squad at best. Oh, you're going to challenge. That squad's going to challenge Man United, Arsenal, and Manchester City, and Crystal Palace, and anybody else up there in the race for those Champions League spots. I know Chelsea are going to rebound at a certain point, so you got to throw Chelsea in there. And people were laughing, saying there's no way Liverpool should even be in that discussion with the squad that they have. Well, that's the same squad that suddenly people are saying could easily get in the top four, because that's how important this manager is. That's how great this man's philosophy is. That's how much his attitude will spread like wildfire around Merseyside, this fiery passion for life, this love of life that Jurgen Klopp has, that he's going to be able to take that same squad that people were laughing at 2 or 3 weeks ago, and now they're a top four team. I've been called a cynic before. I've been called a Liverpool nut job before. I've been called biased before in regards to Liverpool Football Club. There's no bias here. I want to clarify that. I'm very skeptical. I'm at the other end of the spectrum. I'm excited about Jurgen Klopp. I'm excited about the appointment. But this notion that they're suddenly a top four team, and I've been reading this from all sorts of outlets all across the world that cover the Premier League, that suddenly Liverpool are right there in the discussion. They're right there. After being laughed at just a few weeks ago. Okay, let's go. Saturday morning, 4:45 for yours truly here in Los Angeles. 7:45 on the East Coast for all of you New Yorkers, New Englanders, and Floridians, and everybody else down the Eastern Seaboard. 12:45 lunchtime kickoff in the UK, in North London, at White Hart Lane, Liverpool and Tottenham. The first game of the Jurgen Klopp era. I cannot wait. See what's in store. Michel Platini today, before we head to break, I got to share this story. Michel Platini got a nice piece of news today after a very troublesome last fortnight or so. UEFA coming out with a formal statement that they still stand behind Michel Platini in his bid for FIFA president. His bid for the FIFA presidency. UEFA still supporting Michel Platini. And a lot of different outlets writing good stuff about this today. I think we should head to, I'm going to spin the wheel here, see where we're going to go. All right, we're going to the BBC. All right, we'll head over to the BBC to hear about this statement from UEFA. Outgoing FIFA boss Blatter is under criminal investigation over the 2011 payment, while Platini has also been questioned. They deny any wrongdoing. The payment measured to be in the range of $2 million American dollars. UEFA's 54 members met in Switzerland on Thursday to discuss the issue. Platini should have the chance to clear his name, a UEFA statement said. It also called for investigators to work rapidly and decide on the merits of the case by at the latest mid-November 2015. Outside the meeting, reporters were told by Austrian Soccer Federation President Leo Windner that all 54 member nations fully support their president. The statement issued shortly afterwards confirmed, "We support Michel Platini and his right to due process and a fair trial and to the opportunity to clear his name." However, one UEFA source told the BBC there was a clear split between those members who continue to back Platini and those who want to consider a plan B. The former European Footballer of the Year has said he accepted the sum of money, the $2 million, as delayed payment for work carried out as Blatter's advisor between 1998 and 2002. But the 9-year delay in receiving the rest of the payment has caused concern for some UEFA members. Reporting for BBC Radio, I'm Nate Arborea. Knight in shining armor, Michel Platini. The man who's going to rescue FIFA from the inside. He's going to save it. He's going to come in riding high on his horse. The knight in shining armor, the great Frenchman. He's going to tackle corruption. He's going to do it. You believe in him, right? UEFA believes in him, apparently. I mean, going to be some fishiness in there. But he's being backed officially in a UEFA statement. He's still Europe's guy. We get ready for these FIFA elections. Everybody talk about the presidential elections here in the U.S. These FIFA presidential elections coming up in early 2016. We'll be right here with all of your presidential candidacy news on World Soccer Talk Radio, Sports Byline, Broadcasting Network. We're back to take the express train home after this. Stay tuned. That music's playing.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214, 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214, 800-521-3214.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
World Soccer Talk Radio, back here with you on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Thanks again to Mark Rogondino for joining us on the show today. And that last little bit, talking about Mark's infatuation for sweet reggae music, talking about his fantastic reggae collection that I heard about from one of his good college buddies, our mutual acquaintance, Sean Clark, has me thinking about my reggae collection and getting back to my reggae collection and furthering my reggae collection, getting some more Lone Ranger, getting some more Horace Andy, some more Jacob Miller. Those are the ones. Those are the ones for me. Lone Ranger, Horace Andy, Jacob Miller, my three reggae go-tos. I'm in a weird musical mode today. I woke up early this morning. Folks, I'm staying with great, great boys that I'm staying with, the Irishman that I'm staying with here in Hollywood. I woke up early this morning to one of them just blasting Simon and Garfunkel for like 30 minutes straight. So I hope there were no sounds of silence on the show today. I do long to be homeward bound, and I hope that I told the truth as opposed to any lies. Thanks to the producer, Scott Cuddy, back in San Francisco. Thanks to the gaffer, Chris Harris, for putting this thing together. My name is Nate Abarea. I will talk to you tomorrow. Kevin Brown of the Soccer Gods is going to be with us. It's going to be a fun Friday edition. Cheers to you. Bye for now. Love you.